Fourth stop. This was the entrance to the palace, or one of the entrances, given the importance of the building. The mosaic consisting of panels with geometric motifs floored the entrance hall. The decoration has been conceived as a true and proper carpet, divided into 8 rectangular sections, each featuring a different decoration, plaits, knots, interwoven ribbons, bordered scales and floral inlays are painted in blue, red, pink, white, black and grey. Entry to the palace was from the area paved in large trachyte paving stones, which have been used again immediately inside the entrance, through a kind of vestibule surmounted by an arch, of which the support slabs remain. The entrance appears to be a road. Indeed, it is a road. Or rather, it served as such until the Republican Roman age, when it was a road forming part of the city infrastructure, and remained in use until the palace was built. In the 6th century, it was incorporated into the structure of the complex and took on a private function, becoming a kind of internal courtyard at this point, providing access to the building. No ordinary citizen, however rich or influential, could have transformed a public space belonging to the state into a private area, suggesting that the owner of the palace held a political post of high prestige within the imperial court of Ravenna.